Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Narlsky. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Skarret. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Rhein. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Morris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Morris. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Porter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Gardner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Bill Narlsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlsky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves bunts towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Narlsky moves to second. One out. Russ Skarret is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarret hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Narlsky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Narlsky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Porter catches it and throws to first to double up Williams. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Falk moves to second. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to third. Porter moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to home to get Falk. Porter moves to third. Gardner moves to second. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a pop-up towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Narlski takes first base on ball 4. Morris moves to second. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 0 in the game. Reeves hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Scarrett hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Williams. Averill reaches second base with a double. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to third. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter misplays the ball. That's an error on Porter. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barrett moves to third. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1 to nothing, Red Sox. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 1 in the game. Heving bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Tote moves to second. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rein hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Tote tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tote scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bill Narlsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Narlsky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skerritt. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Gardner moves to third. Joe Hauser pinch hits for Wes Farrell. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Narlsky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Grant now pitching. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-1 in the game. Reeves is called out on strikes. One out. Russ Skerritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skerritt is 0-for-2 in the game. Skerritt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Gardner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Narlsky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk moves to second. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.